The core of this army was made up of Italian-born Roman citizens, called legionaries, who served a minimum of 25 years. The legionaries were assisted by auxiliary forces recruited from the provinces, also for a minimum term of 25 years. The Romans fought traditionally as heavy infantry. The auxiliaries fought with different specialties depending on their province of origin. Different provinces provided different forms of specialties. Augustus created a third military branch called the Praetorian Guard to serve as his bodyguard. The Praetorians were paid better than the legionaries and were based near Rome. Their commander, the Praetorian Prefect, soon came to play an important role in the Roman government. Tiberius built a barracks for the Praetorians just outside of Rome to make sure that he would have access to them and they to him. As it turned out, the Praetorians had a little too much access to Tiberius. He was murdered by the Praetorian Prefect Macro in 37 AD. Clearly, the Roman army's loyalty had to be earned on a continual basis. Up through the time of the good emperors, the Roman army's loyalty was a near constant. The legionaries were Roman citizens who had volunteered to serve. They received, after their 25 years were up, either land or a sizable bonus. Auxiliary soldiers received only one-third of a legionary's pay. But on finishing their service, they became Roman citizens. The sons of auxiliaries could and often did serve as legionaries. Again, the old Roman stock was revitalized by diverse peoples from around the empire. Granted, the chances of living towards retirement were about 50%, but still the Roman army was an honored profession and a great place to start. In the field, the Roman legions were usually commanded by capable, reliable ex-consuls, personally suggested by the princeps. When the Roman Empire was well-led, the legions stayed loyal to the princeps.